Everybody, welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is another Spawn Daily episode. Maybe I should call it Spawn Almost Daily because life happens, and apologies for missing the last day or two. But anyway, trying to get back on track, hoping to spend this entire weekend just recording a bunch of episodes to get them in the can. So anyway, we're finally getting to the end of the Billy Kincaid series or story arc in the main Spawn title. If you're curious what we're doing here, so we started in 2022 with the 30th anniversary of Spawn. I'd never read all of Spawn. I wanted to read the new series that were coming out, Scorched, King Spawn, Gunslinger Spawn, that sort of thing. But when I read the first issues, I realized, you know, I only ever read like the first 25 or 30 issues of Spawn when it first came out. And so there was a lot of events and characters that were being referred to that I just wasn't familiar with. So I thought, you know what, I'm finally going to take the opportunity to go back and read Spawn in its entirety. And I thought, well, 30th anniversary, why not celebrate by reviewing each book and putting a podcast and a YouTube episode out? So we started that, as I said, in 2022. But unfortunately, my co-host couldn't keep up with the daily schedule. And I got a different co-host, and he couldn't keep up either. So it kind of fell off. I didn't want to do it by myself. But now this year, 2024, there's even more new content coming out. McFarlane's committed to starting this almost connected superhero Spawn universe. I mean, I don't really want to call it a Spawn universe because, you know, he's talked many times about wanting characters that have nothing to do with Spawn or only, you know, at the very minimum related to Spawn, you know, not unlike the DC universe or the Marvel universe or what have you. So I rededicated myself this year to covering all the issues of Spawn. And not only that, when I started out doing it originally, I realized that a lot of the miniseries, a lot of the other titles, Sam and Twitch and what have you, the Batman Spawn crossover was really the first one that showed me that there's things that happen in those other books that really inform what happens in the main series. So decided to fold all that in as well, which makes this more than a year project, especially if I, you know, miss a day or two here and there. So hopefully we'll get it done sometime next year. If I maybe release multiple episodes, which is a possibility. Maybe I can get it done sooner. But definitely going to keep it up until we're all caught up with modern stuff. Now, the other aspect of that is adding in those other series and one-shots and minis and all that. It adds a lot. And so there's a new reading order that we got back when I was doing this in 2022 by a gentleman named Blake Whitlow that has all that stuff in it. So there's a link in the show notes. You can go and check it out. You can see what we've read already, see what's coming up. So you know if there's any issues you want to read ahead of time or that sort of thing, you know where to go. So again, it's a great resource. And we thank Blake a lot for his work on that. So the other thing I want to mention is when we do some of these other series that aren't the main Spawn series, we may do more than one issue per episode, and that's just the interest of like speeding things up, right? So Sam and Twitch is coming up pretty soon. The first Sam and Twitch series, not the one that's going on right now, I think it ran for 26 issues. The first arc is like 8 issues, so we're going to divide that up. We'll do 4 issues in the first episode and then 4 issues in the second to get through those first 8, as opposed to when we do a regular Spawn issue, it will always be one issue per episode for the main series. So all that being said, let's go ahead and dive into the book for today. It's, as I said, the end of the Billy Kincaid story arc, which has been going on for a little while, and it's been really fun. It's been action-packed. For those not familiar with Billy Kincaid, he's a serial killer. He tortured and killed little children, young children, posing as an ice cream man. Spawn killed him way back when. That was kind of early on in the series. Issue 5, I think, is when he was killed and hung up in Sam and Twitch's office at the NYPD. And that was kind of the first big event that showed this was not going to be a traditional superhero comic, you know, for young readers and that sort of thing. It was really going to go hard. And that death of Billy Kincaid and seeing him strung up with you know, popsicle sticks and ice cream scoops sticking out of him, it really opened a lot of eyes. So anyway, Spawn killed him, sent him to hell. He became a Spawn in his own right. Malbolgia recruited him to work as a Hellspawn. He's returned to Earth recently. He's not a Hellspawn in the same way that that Al Simmons is, right? He's more of a ghost. He possesses other people's bodies, gets them to do his bidding, and that's how he kind of grows his power. Because even someone who's innocent and would normally, upon their passing, go to heaven, if Billy kind of whispers in their ear or possesses them and kills people while possessing their body, or convinces them to give in their to their dark predilections and kill somebody, they end up going to hell, and their souls are bound for all time to Billy himself, which increases his power. So you can understand why he wants to do that, why he wants to kill these people. So fantastic cover by Capullo. Very dark looking, I would say. And one thing that I want to point out, you can really see the teeth in this one. It's not, it's a little venom like, as Spawn's sort of screaming there, and I guess showing some of his frustration with being unable to stop Billy. I have noticed over the last few issues, the covers feel like they're having less to do with the inside of the book. I mean, that's kind of been the case with Spawn since it started, but it definitely feels like it's getting a little more that way recently. So anyway, let's check inside the front cover here. Endgame. This is the final part of that story. We have the credits. Plot by Brian Holguin and Todd McFarlane, as it has been recently. We've got Holguin credited for story, so I imagine that means he's doing most of the heavy lifting for the writing, certainly handling the scripting. And then we've got Capullo on pencils, Danny Mickey doing the inks, Tom Orzechowski, copy editor and letterer, and then colors by Dan Kemp and Brian Haberlin. And you see the summary there for the last couple of issues. So, bit interesting this issue. It's actually narrated by Billy Kincaid himself. So, we saw last issue that he is currently in possession of a body from this young cop named Rafferty. That's the innocent soul, if you will, that he's corrupting. And we're getting his perspective here. So, it's kind of interesting that Holguin flips it over from sort of a neutral perspective to getting first person for Billy Kincaid here. And he talks about how Spawn is kind of an idiot, in his opinion, how he made a deal with Malbolgia. You know, you make a deal with the devil, you work for the devil, there's no escaping that. And you know, ever since Spawn killed him, it has made him more powerful. He doesn't have to worry about his own body getting hurt because he's taking possession of these other bodies. And he says, stick around, things are going to get good. You know, clearly he has a plan to stop Spawn and get revenge on Spawn for killing him. And we get a double page spread that shows just how many people he's killed, how many souls are bound to him in his time since he's returned. And again, every one of these souls that's bound to him does make him more powerful. And he does mention that he's eating their souls. He's harvesting them, and they all taste different, which is interesting. And he makes a reference to that again later that we'll talk about when he gets to it. But he likes the way the innocent, the more innocent the soul, the better that it tastes in his mind. So yeah, this guy's pretty sick. He's pretty depraved. And he's talking about how he and Spawn are sort of on this collision course, how they're destined to fight each other. They're circling. What does he say? They're circling each other like wild dogs, sizing each other up. And he knows Spawn is scared. Spawn's trying to hide his fear, but Billy can smell it, and he can't wait till he takes out Spawn and everything that Spawn holds dear. He is going to make Spawn pay for killing him, basically. So meanwhile, at the Fitzgerald house, Sam and Twitch have shown up there. They're trying to convince them to leave town. And they don't say why. Like, Wanda's like, well, why do you want us to leave? You know, what's this all about? And Twitch is like, well, you know, we can't tell you. We just can tell you that your family's in danger. And we'll leave it at that. And Wanda's like, I'm not going to just leave it at that. You can't just come banging on our door, you know, in the middle of the night and give us some, you know, vague idea that we're in danger and ask us to leave. You're not even real cops anymore. And Twitch takes Terry aside and he's like, you got to convince her to go. And meanwhile, Sam is trying to convince Wanda, saying, hey, you know, better safe than sorry. If we're wrong about this, you know, we'll take you out for, you know, breakfast, and we can all kind of laugh it off. So Terry, he asked Twitch straight out, does this have to do with Al Simmons? And Terry says, yeah, or sorry, Twitch says, yeah, can't really tell you why, but things are looking pretty rough. Maybe you can help us convince Wanda. And so, Terry hears that. Terry knows that Al Simmons is Spawn. He knows kind of the dangers, people out for him, that sort of thing. So tells Wanda, you know what? Maybe we should go just to be on the safe side. And Wanda's like, okay, fine, let's go get Cyan. And when they find Cyan, she still has the American flag that was draped over Al Simmons' casket, wrapped around her like a blanket. And she's talking about how cold she feels. We do know that she has a link to Al Simmons in some way. So meanwhile, Billy Kincaid in the body of Rafferty has gone to Rat City. He's looking for Spawn. He's calling it, hey Spawn, would you come out and play? Why don't you give me the nickel tour? And Cog is imploring Spawn, okay, just let him come to you, just wait, follow the plan. But of course, Spawn's not going to do that. It's Al Simmons, he's impetuous, he wants to stop Billy Kincaid. He knows the danger that people that he cares about are in. So he goes running off to the portion of the alley where Kincaid is, which is the kind of the throne area where Spawn's built this throne of bones, if you will. And as Spawn kind of peeks around the corner, Kincaid sees him, says, hey, great to see you, buddy. Glad I got your attention. You want to do this a hard way or the really hard way? And Spawn replies, doesn't matter to me. I'm sending you back to hell where you belong. And again, they're just kind of taunting each other, and Kincaid's not buying it. He's like, what are you gonna do? Kill me twice? Like, I'm already dead. Like, there's not anything you can do to me. And Spawn goes running off, which surprises Billy Kincaid to some extent. So meanwhile, now that Terry and Wanda and Cyan are on their way to safety, Spawn and Twitch are implementing the next part of the plan, which is to get to Rat City, get to the alley as soon as possible. And we get a little context about Rafferty. Twitch is talking about how he's newly married. He's a third generation cop. He's been on the force less than a year. He has a young child. And Sam's like, okay, well, what's your point? And Twitch says, Rafferty's a good guy. I don't know if I feel right about this. And Sam's like, look, man, he's a good man, but he's had his soul, taken over by the ghost of a child killer. It's not like we have a lot of options. I'm not thrilled about this either, but we gotta trust that Spawn and the old man, referring to Cogliostro, know what they're doing. And anyway, if we don't get to the alley pretty soon, it's not gonna matter, right? So it makes you wonder, like, what exactly do these guys have planned? I had some inkling when I first read it, and it turns out my suspicions were correct, and you're about to find out what those are as well, because Kincaid has tracked Spawn down. As he gets close, he's like, where are you, Spawn? Do I have to kill some more of your loved ones to get your attention? Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't mind doing it, but I want to kill you first. And he rounds the corner, and there's Spawn. And Spawn says, this is where it ends. And Kincaid's like, oh no, this is where it begins. He's getting ready to get his revenge. But what he doesn't realize when he pulls out his gun and shoots Spawn, which is a fantastic page from Capullo here. Kincaid's taunting Spawn at this point, right? Like, he knows Spawn has the powers of hell. Shooting him's not going to do any good. So, but he just does it because Spawn says, take your best shot. And he's like, you got it, bud. And he shoots him. But on the next page, we see that Kincaid is very surprised that Spawn's actually bleeding. He's like, hey, what's going on, man? Have you depleted your powers? Why are you bleeding? Well, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to make this quick and go on my way. And Spawn jumps up and attacks him, says, you're not going anywhere. Welcome to the dead zone. This is basically the border of heaven, and nobody that has powers from hell has any abilities here. So you're going to be stuck in that body. You're not going to be able to flee, and you're not getting out alive. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of Spawn's homeless buddies show up. This is Cog's part in the plan. Spawn says, we're going to fight man to man. Cog tells everybody, okay, make a circle. Make sure that you don't let Kincaid out. Don't let him touch you. And we get Kincaid's narration again. He's like, wow, he's strong, even though he's wounded. Simmons was trained as a fighter, but this body was trained too, and this body's even younger than Al Simmons' body. And the other part is he doesn't have to care about damaging it, right? Like he can just let loose. And so these guys are just trading blows inside this circle. And I guess Spawn's plan is to like, beat this guy to death, which again, it's a young body, and Spawn, he should be able to defeat him relatively quickly, you'd think, except you gotta remember he doesn't have his powers either. And it makes you kind of wonder how does he even fight? Like, how does he even move? We know his body's made of necroplasm, so he doesn't have like a typical bone structure, what have you. And his body's really heavy. How does he even have the strength to like move it around or whatever? So I guess I'm nitpicking, but either way, it is an epic hand-to-hand fight, and it's well illustrated by Capullo here. And well, I thought maybe I skipped a page, but I guess not. But yeah, these guys are going at it, pretty hardcore. And at one point, because he's being beaten so badly, Kincaid even allows Rafferty's personality that has been, submerged because he's been possessed to kind of surface. And this throws Spawn for a loop a little bit. He's like, Rafferty? And it's all a feint from Kincaid just to throw Spawn off. He sucker punches him, and it looks like he's starting to get the upper hand. He says, I'm not an idiot, Spawn. I knew about the dead zone. You're so unoriginal. You're so predictable. Every time you've done anything since you've been back, it's always been in the service of hell. Hell's known what you were doing the whole time. And he's given this speech, and it seems like he has the upper hand on Spawn. He says, I'm gonna take out Wanda and Terry. I'm gonna take out the cops that were after me. I'm gonna take out the skinny one's wife and kids. And for dessert, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take out Cyan. And that'll be the end of it. My revenge basically for everybody who wronged me when I was still alive is Billy Kincaid. And as he's saying this and he's trying to choke Spawn out, a gunshot rings out. And again, without any abilities in this human body, we see Kincaid fall. We see Rafferty's body fall, which apparently wasn't the plan, because Spawn's kind of upset. He's like, how, who shot? I don't know. Maybe he was just going to try to subdue him and get him to leave Rafferty's body. Not really sure, but he wants to know. Who took this shot? Was it you, Cagliostro? He looks at the rest of his homeless brethren. It was none of them. And then we turn the next page and we see Twitch, who we know is a master marksman, standing there with a smoking gun. And again, this was, perhaps part of the plan, or maybe it was the backup plan. Maybe this is why Twitch was, having misgivings in the car about Rafferty being newly married and having a son and what have you. And Spawn's upset Twitch, and Twitch hangs his head and said, I'm sorry, I couldn't take the chance. I it was just too much, him threatening my wife and kids. I know I just killed an innocent man. What have I done? He had a kid. And Spawn says, he's done, he's gone. I can sense that Kincaid is no longer on the earthly plane. And Twitch goes over to the body. Perhaps he's maybe hoping in vain that Rafferty's still alive, or he can be brought back or what have you. But no, he's Twitch is a good shot, if nothing else. And there's no mark on him, at least. Sam checks behind the ear. And he says, this is the best we could have done for him, Twitch. He didn't go to hell. The poor sucker was pretty much doomed from the time Kincaid got a hold of him. So, at least you saved him from eternal damnation. I mean, it probably doesn't make you feel any better. And Twitch says, no, it doesn't. And Sam's like, yeah, me neither. This was maybe not the worst possible outcome, but unfortunately, the lesser of two evils. So later on, we see Twitch at home watching Jeopardy, sitting there by himself because we know his family left so that they would be safe when one of his kids shows up. And he's like, where'd you come from? What are you doing here? And the little boy's like, came from the airplane, wanted to be a surprise. And Twitch is very happy, obviously, to see them all back. He's smiling. And Helen, his wife, is there as well. He was worried that he may have lost her with everything that happened and having to send her away without telling her why or what have you. And he apologizes, saying, I'm so sorry. You don't know what I've been through, but I did it all for you and the kids. And Helen says, it's okay. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Not now, not ever. And Twitch says, what I did, what I had to do, can you understand, that I would rather lose my soul than you lose you. And she says, I know, I know. And he says, okay, that's all I needed to hear, basically. And it's a poignant moment. Because Helen sees him as a good man. And when Twitch says, I'd rather lose my soul than lose you, in a way he has, right? Because he did kill somebody who was innocent. Maybe didn't have a choice. The argument could be made that maybe Spawn would have won the fight, but at that moment, Spawn was losing the fight. And to hear Billy Kincaid threaten his wife, threaten his kids, yeah, you don't you I don't think you can really blame Twitch for what he did, but at the same time, he's not probably able to forgive himself for what's happened, for him having to kill Rafferty. But Kincaid's gone for now. And Spawn did risk a lot. He could have been destroyed as well. Which is interesting that Cagliostro came up with this plan or agreed to this plan for Spawn. Because we know that if Spawn is killed, that the war between heaven and hell will start, will begin. That's not something to be taken lightly. Bootsy, we saw, previously, did everything in his power to keep Spawn alive, so that wouldn't happen. Interesting that Cagliostro was willing to go along with this plan. Now, again, it was Bootsy that was most concerned about Spawn being killed, rather than Cagliostro. But I just bring it up because it does sort of illustrate the danger that Al Simmons is willing to put himself in, right? I mean, obviously, Sam and Twitch in danger as well. But Spawn's the one in the dead zone without powers. We know he's been killed there before. But again, we didn't hear the plan fully explained. So, maybe the plan was, okay, I'm going to lure Billy Kincaid into the Zed zone. I'm going to hope that I can beat him in hand-to-hand combat. If I can't, and I start losing, or it looks like I'm about to lose, or I have lost, then you guys got to shoot him while he's still in the dead zone. And then take my body out of the dead zone, and I'll be revived. We've seen that before, right? Spawn's been killed and taken out of the dead zone. So, and Sam and Twitch were the ones that removed him. So, maybe less of a risk for Al Simmons, less of a risk for Spawn, but definitely still a risk. Really interesting end to this story, and great art by Capullo throughout. Interesting that Holguin chose to have the narration be through Billy Kincaid's voice. I did enjoy that. He doesn't say anything that's, profound. This isn't a situation like the best villains in comics where we get an explanation and Kincaid becomes relatable or anything like that. He is unrepentantly evil. He is, without a doubt, a complete scumbag. He deserves what's coming to him. He deserves what he gets. He deserves to be in hell. It's just unfortunate that Rafferty, especially because he has a young wife and son, was killed as well. But as Sam and Twitch said, at least they saved Rafferty's soul from eternal damnation. I mean, don't get me wrong, Twitch had a tough choice to make, and it's sort of heartbreaking for him. Not as heartbreaking as it is for Rafferty, but they did do the best they could. The one to blame here is Billy Kincaid. He's the one that took over Rafferty. He's the one that, at that point, condemned him to hell. The only person that that Billy Kincaid took over that didn't end up dying and going to hell was Rafferty. And then also, well, Rafferty ended up dying but not going to hell. And then Jason Wynn was able to throw off the possession, I guess we'll say, of Billy Kincaid. So he wasn't killed at all. The only one that Kincaid took over that wasn't killed, although he's probably punched his ticket to hell, long, long ago. So anyway, that's going to do it for this episode, everybody. Really enjoyable story arc. Going to be interesting to see what comes next from Spawn after this arc. We are going to take a little bit of a break from the main series and switch over to Sam and Twitch for the next couple of episodes, Sam and Twitch series. Actually, I take that back. There's two more issues of Spawn that are sort of follow-up for the fallout. I almost would say an epilogue to this story, this arc that's been going on for the last three or four issues. And then we'll switch over to Sam and Twitch. So 86 on the next episode, 87 following that, and then Sam and Twitch 1 through 4, followed by Sam and Twitch 6 through 5. No, 5 through 8. Yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8. So look for those. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube if you're not already. Trying to get to 500 subscribers. Been trying for a while. Got up to like 450 really quick, and now it's really slowed to a crawl. So if you're checking us out on the audio only feed, which is that's great, that's fantastic. Maybe you listen on the subway or drive to work or whatever. But if you don't mind, head over to YouTube and do a subscription, do a search for the Comic Source and subscribe, so I can get to those 500 followers and try to monetize to defray some of the costs. Also, ring the notification bell, leave some comments below. I'd love to hear what you guys think about these particular issues. And if you've discovered us on YouTube and you're curious about the other Comic Source content, while we do put out all the content on YouTube these days, there are literally over 2,000 episodes of previous audio-only content on the podcast feed. So just go to wherever you get your podcast, whatever platform or podcast app that you use. Do a search for the Comic Source and subscribe, and you'll have access to tons of reviews and interviews and convention coverage and all kinds of great stuff. So, anyway, that's going to do it for this episode, everybody. Appreciate you joining us as always, and we will talk to you on the next one. You can find the Comic Source podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.